It's the Fray on Star 102.5, your home of the 9-to-5 no repeat workday. I'm Johnny Anthony, and I am all excited about this. The Mole is coming back to ABC. They're looking for contestants right now. The show will most likely air this summer. My fingers crossed for that. And I've got all the links on my blog right now, mystar1025.com. But on the air with me is Bill McDaniel. He was the Mole in Season 2. And he's got a new book out, Reflections of the Mole. Going to be talking about it. Thank you so much for being with us, Bill, tonight. You know, I could tell just from reading the book, you had the time of your life on this show, didn't you?
I really enjoyed the concept of the show. The one thing that people have come up to me for 5 years now and said, you know what, this is one of the few shows that our entire family could watch. We all loved it. There wasn't any backbiting. There wasn't anything ugly. It's just that you were all in a competition that was between friends. And that really struck a chord. And as I watched more and more reality shows proliferate, most of which I find disagreeable, to say the least, I keep looking back at this thing. And so I've really been, every month or so, I will send Scott Stone an email and say, hey, Scott, any more movement? And so he sort of kept me up on losing the license and getting the license back. And Scott, this is his favorite show he's ever done also. Of all the shows he's done, he loves The Mole.
Well, you know, with the show coming back, and as of right now, they are looking for people to be on the show. They're casting, and I have a link for it on the website at mystar1025.com. What did you do to get on the show? I mean, did you specifically go to be the mole, or you just went ahead and applied for anything?
No, I just applied. My wife got to watch. You remember the Real World and Road Rules? Really the precursor to everything.
Still around.
My wife used to watch those, and I used to watch over her shoulder, and I'd laugh and say, if they ever have one of these for seniors, I'll try to get on it. We watched the first season of the Mole, and then Shirley called me about the 1st of March in 2001 and said, William, they're advertising for players for a second season of The Mole. You always said if there was one for seniors, you'd get on it. She said, now's your chance. And so I applied. There were about 10,000 applicants that year with no thought in the world of getting on. But, you know, you apply, and it's sort of fun. And actually filling out the application and doing the video are fun. And so, no, I had no thoughts about being the mole.
And then in your book, Reflections of the Mole, talks about how the producers ended up getting you to be the mole. But here's my question. You're now the mole. You can't win the money. Were you, like, on staff and you got paid that way?
That's exactly right, yeah.
Now, did you also get, like, extra bonuses for destroying tasks every time the money went down?
No. In fact, that was something actually I asked them about later. And there is some legal restriction that if you work for the network, which basically I was doing, you are prohibited from having any share in the prize money. There's a legal thing there that prohibits that. So they have to hire you just as an employee.
So you're on staff of the show, but who knew this? I mean, obviously the other contestants didn't, but what about Anderson Cooper, the original host? Did he know you were the mole and working for the show?
No, nobody but the producers knew I was a mole.
The camera people, nobody like that.
Nope, nobody knew. And therefore, that created sort of an extra pressure for me because there was never a point during the entire filming that I could let down at all and let anybody know I was a mole. Because when I took the test, the lawyer standing there with a stopwatch had no idea who the mole was. The camera crew that followed you around had no idea. And Anderson had no idea. In fact, Anderson told me later that he had finally decided that the mole must be Dorothy.
And she ended up winning the show.
Yep.
And I know you got a ton of stories about the camera people and the other players in the game and everything. You go into that in your book, Reflections of the Mole, which you can get the link to it on my blog at mystar1025.com. Also on the blog, a link to the complete audio of the interview, because me and Bill are going to talk a little bit more and get into more detail about the game and everything. So you can hear that at mystar1025.com. Thank you so much, Bill.
John, thank you very much. And I really encourage people. You know, if you don't apply, you're guaranteed not to get on the show. The only way to get on the show is to go to www.themolecasting.com. Download the application and apply. And I encourage anybody who's interested in doing this, if you have any inkling of this, please apply. This is a wonderful thing, and It is. It's really sort of been a highlight of my life in the last 10 years.
Well, thank you again, Bill, for being here. I'm going to keep talking to Bill, actually. I got some show-specific questions, like when Heather was attacked by a wild boar, or some details on what the R players are up to. You can hear the full interview a little bit later tonight on my blog at mystar1025.com. Also the place to go for that link to apply to the new season of The Mole. You'll be competing with me, of course, if my bosses allow it. And for Bill's book, themolebook.com is the link, and that's at our website, too. Check in the forecast, and more Night Nights coming up, Star 102.5.
Star 102.5 wants you to enjoy the